For the next few features, we'll be in the Pacific to remember an event that took place 65 years ago this week, the formal surrender of Japan at the end of World War II. That ceremony took place aboard a ship that served in three wars spanning six decades. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. It's one of the most famous ships to ever sail in the U.S. Navy, the battleship USS Missouri.
The keel for this ship was actually laid in January of 1941, almost an entire year before the war actually began. This was the fourth and last of the Iowa-class battleships that was built by the United States.
Michael Carr is president and COO of the USS Missouri Memorial Association. After 3 years of construction, the ship was launched in January of 1944.
After a year of shakedown cruises and training, the Missouri entered the war in the Pacific and participated in the invasion of Iwo Jima and as well as the invasion of Okinawa.
Construction of the Missouri began before the attack on Pearl Harbor, but she was far different from those battleships destroyed in Hawaii on December 7, 1941.
The Iowa-class battleships were significantly larger and more heavily armed than the earlier battleships. The Iowa-class battleships were an entire one-third longer and bigger with a considerable amount of armament.
The ship was decommissioned in 1955 and sat in Bremerton, Washington for 30 years. She came back to life in the mid-80s as the size of the U.S. fleet increased.
This ship was completely modernized. Her profile was changed completely. The ship served as part of the backup for the invasion of Kuwait in the first Gulf War, and at the conclusion of that, the ship was decommissioned again in 1992.
But the ship is best known for what occurred aboard its deck on September 2, 1945. That story next time as we travel the countryside. At Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCrae.